Quantum Conversations, your portal to the inner realms. Access infinite possibilities, infinite mastery, and infinite love. Mind-expanding, heart-opening conversations with some of the greatest spiritual teachers, luminaries, and healers of today's world. Usher in new earth by living in your sacred heart. Quantum Conversations is brought to you by AcousticHealth.com, home of music from the universe, online healing retreats, and this program. Claim your free registration to daily shows at AcousticHealth.com. AcousticHealth.com, your portal to the inner realms. Our program starts shortly. Welcome to another Quantum Conversation, brought to you by AcousticHealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and I invite you to sit back as we enter the quantum realm, that space of the greater part of you. It is your connection to infinite possibilities, infinite potential, and infinite mastery. And welcome, everyone. Today, we are talking about the assistance from on high, the angelic realm, the archangels who are truly here to assist us. And my guest today has a very deep connection to this angelic realm. She is a psychic medium, and she brings forward the messages from your angels to you as she channels the archangels and loved ones from your life, spirit guides, and even healing that is available for you. Debbie Johnson is back with us on Quantum Conversations, and we're so pleased to have her here interacting and taking your calls today as well. Welcome, Debbie. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being here once again.
Loren, thanks so much for having me. Hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody. Now, for those who have questions for this psychic medium, angelic medium, if you're joining us, the best way to ask your question is over the phone. So web call or the phone number, and you can hit *2 and raise your hand. You can also enter your question right here on our webpage at AcousticHealth.com. We will be getting to as many questions as we can today. But first, I just want to say hello, Debbie. Hello, hello.
Hello, Loren. I'm kind of buzzing. I can feel everybody right now. So there's a lot of excitement. So I love it. I'm so grateful to be here.
Good. Now, this is interesting. When you say that you can feel the buzzing, this is the angelic realm. Tell us a little bit more about who you're feeling is around and what's going on energetically.
Well, what happens when I sense there's a, you know, presence from the other side is I'll start to hear sound. Angels have like a higher frequency, like a higher ring in the ear. And there's probably a lot of people listening who've had that ringing in your ear and then it goes away. Or it comes in temporarily and leaves. But right now it's like blasting, so I know that's archangels. And then there's a little bit lower frequency, which is loved ones, like ancestors and loved ones that have crossed over. They still have a high sound, but not quite as high as the angel realm. I can hear it all right now. As soon as we started engaging, I heard it.
Very, very interesting. So is there, let's talk about the importance of this connection now with our angels, really the importance of tuning in now more than ever with so much going on around outside of us. There's a comfort here with the angels, right? There's a comfort if we can distinguish this message from the angels. How do you recommend people begin to feel this presence of the angels or to take comfort that they are being protected or surrounded?
So I'll tell you the difference between what comes in our mind and how angels come in our mind. What we put in our mind and what angels put in our mind, and it's different and it's easy. So when you're spinning in your head trying to figure something out, that's your mind. That's our mind, right? My mind does that. Everybody's mind does that. But when you're not thinking and you're just maybe doing dishes or folding clothes or something where you're kind of mindless, and you just get a thought that comes in, and you weren't even trying for the thought, that's angels. That's angels or a loved one trying to communicate. Yep.
Yes. All right. It was really interesting. So paying attention to these signs, like if we're thinking about someone, there's synchronicities as well. I want to share something really interesting. I was looking at a landmark, like a guidepost or a milestone. Let's say it was a milestone. And without sharing too much about what that was, it was really interesting that I looked and I saw, wow, I met this milestone. And I looked at the date and it was my stepdad's birthday. He's on the other side, but it was my stepdad's birthday. And I just had to smile. Now, in his living incarnation, he and I were the greatest adversaries. But after he passed, and I think I've mentioned this before, we had a deep, deep healing in our relationship. And so it was just really interesting to see this milestone occur on his birthday. There's something there, isn't it?
Oh, that wasn't an accident. I don't believe in accidents like that. That was definitely him letting you know he knew he's present. He's helping. He's definitely was helping you.
Yes, and so these are the things that really make us feel better, and they're the guideposts. They're the signs and the synchronicities that we talk about. Let's talk about the energy field that angels may create around us. There is something that you're calling the angelic magnetic field. Share a little bit about that. What is that?
Okay, that goes in hand with what I was speaking about when you're just sitting there doing nothing, not thinking about anything, and all of a sudden you hear, you know, someone's name in your head, and you haven't thought about them in like months. They're on the other side. Let's say they're on the other side. That means they have crossed your 8-foot aura. They've crossed your magnetic field. That means they are in the room. They're where you are, because that thought came into your head and you weren't even trying to have that thought. Same thing with archangels. You'll get a message, like you're going to be just fine. And you weren't even thinking that. Like you were just trying to, you know, do something else. And all of a sudden you hear you're going to be just fine in your mind. And that means an archangel just crossed your 8-foot aura.
Wow.
And I have chills. I think a lot of people understand now. I just felt chills, like they got that, they understood it. You don't get a thought without the being within 8 feet of you. So you can acknowledge, wow, you know, those of you who get that message, acknowledge, okay, who's here? I know you're here. And that can start a communication if you'd like. That's a way to start a communication. I'll tell you 100%, whoever's trying to talk to you, they hear you. And you might not hear them back, but you might get thoughts, like telepathic thoughts, like in your consciousness of what the answers are. And that's just as strong as communication is actually hearing a voice.
Yes, okay. Now, what about, all right, so that's very interesting. So we can begin to feel for those shifts in energy and then asking for a message, right? Asking for information.
Yeah, when the thought comes to you and you hear, you know, Grandpa, hi, Grandpa, and then wait and see what the response is in your heart or in your mind. Because anything on the other side is consciousness. You know, a soul on the other side is pure consciousness. So they communicate in our consciousness. They activate in our consciousness. Angels, same way. They run consciousness. They understand it and they communicate that way.
Yes. Okay. They run the consciousness and they communicate that way. So when we're feeling this energy shift as well, what about ringing in the ears or tones in the ears? Is that more of, what would you say that is? Is that more of a guide as well? Is it our higher self or is it satellites? Have you been able to determine what those are?
Yeah, so the high pitch, the high frequencies, usually is the angels, the really high ones. And then if you hear a lower frequency, anything high pitched is a being of light, whether it's a loved one, spirit guide, or an angel. Anything high pitched. Anything low frequency, kind of a lower sound, lower energy, would be not in the light. That's how you can distinguish.
Okay. Interesting. So have you worked with people who had the lower tones or like what would that lower tones be?
This is a cool question. So here's how I've understood and I've experienced it myself and with others I've talked to, is you may be talking to someone and you can't listen to their voice anymore. You can't stand the sound of it. It makes you uncomfortable. You want to get away from it.
Oh.
And that means there's a low frequency in the voice. There's a lower frequency. There's some kind of a low energy around them or affecting them. But it'll be just they're smiling and looking normal. But you can't stand the sound. There's something about the sound that it's just so uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm.
It bothers you.
And so what do you do then? What if we needed to protect our energy from that?
What I would do then is recognize it and ask the angels in my mind or in my heart to surround me in white light. And that only love could enter, only love enter. That'll keep out low energy. And then it also just lets you know that there might be some more information you need to get about that situation or person. You don't have all your information. It's almost like a little angel warning that something's off.
Yes. A little angel warning that something is off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So there's no need to be really nervous or frightened when this happens.
No.
Mm-hmm.
No.
Okay. But just to take our power back. To take our...
I like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And just to be really aware of our energy field. Yes. Okay. So let's go. I'm going to take a caller. Let's go right into a caller's question today.
Okay,
I'm going to go
okay.
to Linda. Linda, Linda, Linda. It says Bonnie, but we know what's going on. Hi, Linda. Oh, Linda, we lost you. You'll have to call back. Okay. Let's see. We have, here's Shama, Shama in Toronto. She says, I hear rings or tones in my ears. So are you able to share which angels are usually around for protection or guidance? I think you did just answer that, but we'll let you speak specifically to Shama.
Well, Shama, first of all, any high-pitched ringing is high energy, high vibration, a good being visiting you. And for some reason, I hear Gabriel. I feel like Gabriel works with her. Gabriel works with anyone who is a messenger, writer, speaker, teacher, people who deliver messages. So I pick up Gabriel is around you a lot.
Gabriel is around you a lot. Okay. Thank you. We have a question from Tommy. What if you have constant static, which I have right now? That's interesting.
Okay. That means he's got to clear his energy. That means there's something. I'll ask the angels right now to clear him if he's got that going on. Static is almost like interference, just like it is on the television. Something's interfering with the communication. It just means a chakra might be off, and energy might be interfering, some light being from giving him information too. So, angels, I ask that you clear Tommy, release anything not of the light that might be affecting him. He did have a little interference in his aura. So, sound is really important with communication. It doesn't always have to be words. Sound can be frequencies. And that's really cool he mentioned the static, because that does happen too. It's cleared.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. So, Tommy, tell us how you feel about that. And then tell us about the auric field. Can you share more about really how important that is to us? And how do you sense, I know besides these sounds and these frequencies, that these auric fields are actually, we're being affected through the auric field by these frequencies, these beings, right?
So each of us has an 8-foot, around us, like a sphere, 8 feet above us, around us, that's our aura. And the moment we cross another auric field, whether they're past or alive, our aura picks it up. We'll start tapping in to maybe their thoughts, their energy, their consciousness. Even when we pass, we keep that auric field. It doesn't disintegrate. I think the Russians did an experiment. And they cremated a body, and the mass never changed. So the auric field stayed. It never goes away. Our soul doesn't disappear.
Yes. So it stays around. It is, it really is part of the continuity of consciousness. So let's take that further where, if we have a loved one and a loved one passes, then we can start to, if we start to take on some physicality of that loved one, maybe who is close to us, would we need to be aware of our energetic hygiene then? Would that be a good thing or a bad thing, right? Because we could start to write that like so. And I say this because I've experienced this where my husband's father was still in his field and someone picked up on that. Can you help explain what's going on there?
Yeah. So a lot of times, now this is an empath, you know, those of you who are empathic are going to feel this more. So a loved one may be trying to talk to you and visit you, and you're not hearing the frequency, you're not hearing a message, but your body is feeling like these weird, sudden symptoms. Like you might get like a pain in your side, or your leg hurts, or these are physical, I call it psychic information, clairsentience. It's feeling someone on the other side. So if you get a sudden symptom, it's probably a visitor from the other side, or it's about someone you know on this side. And what I do is I ask the angels, okay, who is it? What am I feeling? Because it'll be, again, anything from the other side is out of nowhere. You're not thinking about it. It's sudden. It comes in. You're not trying to make it come in. It just comes in. That is a clue. It's from the other side or it's psychic. And in that moment, you ask the angels, release what's not my own.
Release.
And what that?
Mm-hmm.
Release what's not my own.
And then feel and pay attention.
And see what's left.
See what's left. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Really feeling the body. I mean, that's like almost where we really have to trust what we're getting, because we could just think the mind could take over, right? So this is really a shift between really distinguishing between what's yours and what's not. And if something comes on pretty quickly, and do you have to be thinking about a person too? Or we could just ask?
No, usually you're not. Usually you're not even thinking about them when it happens.
Interesting. Okay. So release what's not my own, and really being aware of the body and feeling the body. We have a question from Bridget who says, can the angels release any black magic spell that has been attached to me?
Absolutely. Angels are more powerful than anything. So black magic is also a form of consciousness. It's an intention or a dark intention or a dark consciousness. Angels run consciousness. So they have more power and can eliminate, and what they'll do is transmute that consciousness to light. And she could ask the angels to do that for her. We all have that access. We all have their help to ask us, you know, ask them for help with us, with whatever we need. But with black magic, absolutely. I've seen them do it. I know they can do it.
Okay. All right. They've seen you do it. All right. I'm going to go back to, Bonnie, there you are. Bonnie, hello. You are unmuted. Linda.
You did a good job. Thank you, Lauren. Thank you, Debbie, for taking my call.
Hi, Linda.
Hi, sweetie. I'm having some relationship issues, and I'm in a spot where I like totally don't trust the other person involved. And I just want to know if the angels have any insight in that.
Okay, before you told me I don't trust them, a female on the other side said trust. Right before you said, I don't trust them.
Oh.
So you have a loved one here is telling you to trust them.
Oh, okay. Very interesting.
And, I heard trigger. There are some triggers.
Big ones.
So they're definitely triggering. The person's definitely triggering you, so I feel like you have to come back in the body a lot from the triggers. And the angels can do that. You can ask them, bring me back in my body each time you get triggered. and see how the situation looks once you're back in the body. See if it shifts.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. And thank you, Lauren, for taking my call again. I super appreciate it, but my phone just died all of a sudden. I got on and it's dead. So now I got back. So thank you both very, very much.
Oh, thank you.
Linda.
Thank you, Linda.
Thank you, Debbie.
Okay.
Thank you,
yeah.
Perfect. Thanks. Okay. Well, let's go to another Linda. This Linda is in Washington, D.C. Hi, Linda. You are unmuted. Do you have a question?
Hi.
For Debbie?
Oh,
hi.
Hi. Wow. Hi. Hi, Debbie. This is wonderful. I had the distinct pleasure of having a reading with you a couple of years ago, and you were beyond spot on. So I just want to say thank you for that. This is wonderful.
Thank you, Linda.
This was you told me what was going to happen, and it did. I mean, everything. And you told me, don't worry about the timing, and I didn't. And it happened in a different order. It was sequential, I guess, in an angelic timing, or if there is such a thing. But I experienced everything, and you told me what to look out for, and I did. And it was such a blessed movement from New York to D.C. It was awesome. So thank you, thank you. I
Great.
Feel your connection. I'm getting excited. I have like this second joy here. And I just want to know what the angels have for me in terms of just, I don't know, I'm open to receiving a message of, you know, what I'm experiencing, I guess, at this moment.
Oh, thank you so much, Linda, for sharing that. When you said, is there something for me now, I saw an image of a baby, but it really meant to me birth of something new. Like you're going
yes.
to start something new. It's time to do the new thing you've been thinking about doing in the back of your mind. It's time. It's time to give it
yes.
birth.
Yes. That's what I'm doing right now. I had to pull over
Go
my car because I'm actually looking for places to start my own business. That's what I'm doing. I'm driving around
Yay!
And I am just like, oh my God, this is so amazing. I'm looking for this address and I can't find it. But I said, well, I'll just pull over. And then you said, oh, Linda from Washington. I said, oh my God, that's me. Okay. But yes, I concur and I'm so happy and I just look forward to bringing that angelic presence in my healing practice and being a part of that. I just, you know, you've helped me tremendously with that. And it's evolving and literally being birthed. It was embryonic, if I may say that, when I first spoke with you. But I think we don't have labor pains, but I think we're about to give birth to something. So I'll just take it in that context because it does feel that way. It really does.
It's the timing too. Like you're looking at exactly the right timing. So there's
okay.
something magical lining up with the timing right now too.
Okay. Awesome. All right, thank you so much. You're so wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you, Linda. And the sign, I saw you're going to see a sign. It's going to say office space. They're going to call it office space. That's just something on the sign or on the ad.
Okay. Okay.
I just saw like the picture of the sign. It doesn't mean it's necessarily office space, but that's how they're advertising it.
Wow. Wow. Okay. I'm getting chilled. Thank you so much. That's
All right.
wonderful.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Very good. Okay. The chills is another indicator, isn't it? The chills
oh,
is a
yeah.
really, yeah. So, okay. And Tommy, I hear again, she's the one about the constant static. And
right,
so
right.
she says, could this static frequency cause exhaustion and weakness in my body? It's been like this for a week.
Yes, if it's low energy, and that's what the angels were clearing. There was some low energy in the field. So
mm-hmm.
it should stop. It should go away. But yeah, it could. It can make you tired. Low energy, low frequency can wear you out. And you don't even know why you're worn out.
Right. Okay. So it's interesting that you help people with moving to a new location. You know, we've got astrology that assists with this, but these are the angelics that help us. And we hear from Karen, who said that she's had a few sessions with you in a move to a new location and a home, which were spot on. And now Karen says, I've been believing for healing of severe shingles on the right side.
Mm-hmm.
And this has been going on for 4 months, and I hear a high pitch in the left ear. Is there any assistance from you as to why healing doesn't manifest? That's from Karen.
Okay, high pitch in the left ear, that means she's receiving healing. So she is getting healing. That's left side, anything on the left side coming is receiving. And angels have heard her prayers. I also feel like there's more healing than her physical body. So there's some emotional and sensitivity healing as well, too. So what I sense is it may get a little worse before it gets better because the sensitivity is going up, too. But I hear a few more weeks. That's what I hear today. A few more weeks. And she is getting healing.
Okay. A few more weeks.
Mm-hmm.
How can we ask our angels? Is there a ceremony? Is there something that we need to do to open up and ask for the angels to come in and work with us for healing or manifesting? Is there a particular protocol?
No, Lorraine, not really. But it's you can say it in your own language. They understand your language. But the main thing is to ask. If you don't ask, they can't do anything. They're not allowed.
But you can, and that's different than sitting there and saying, "Oh, I wish for this." But
right.
That's wishing. That's not asking.
Yeah, angels help me. Like, angels release this. Release what's not mine. That's the way I'll say, you know, get a symptom off of me that's not my own symptom. But, you know, angels help me. I'll even go, angels, find me a parking spot. Where are my keys? You know?
Yes, yes.
You can say it in your own language. You can say it, but ask them. Things happen a lot faster when you ask direct, specific questions for help from the angel realm.
Yes. And pay attention and just smile and actually gratitude. Now, we've heard that gratitude is the currency of the angelic realm. What are your thoughts about really sharing gratitude and being in gratitude for what shows up?
Well, gratitude is the key to raise your vibration. If you're in gratitude, your vibration's higher and you attract more high vibrational things. So angels are high vibration. They don't see lack. They don't, in their realm, there is no lack. They don't even see it with us. They see everything that's good.
Mm-hmm.
So you're aligning more with an angel. If you're in gratitude, if you're not seeing lack, you're flipping it around and seeing only like, wow, abundance. You know, I have this, instead of I don't have this and I don't have this.
Yes.
Raises your frequency.
Raises our frequency. Okay, very good. Well, I would like to share Angela's question now. This is really interesting.
Yeah.
Angela says, yesterday I got a flash or vision of several beings in white with white beards. They seemed like ancestors, and I feel there was a message they were trying to give me. Can the angels guide me here? My father passed in October.
Oh, wow. Well, the first thing I thought when when she mentioned the white, all dressed in white with the beards, there's the Council of Elders. They work with the Akashic Records. It's possible they came to give her a message. Her father may reincarnate. That's Akashic Records stuff. Those guys know the Akashic Records. That's spirit guides. They don't visit everybody. That's very rare. So it's kind of cool that she got that visit.
Wow.
He might reincarnate with that kind of a visit around the time he's passing. Yeah.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Would you say that would be within the family lines right now?
Usually it is within the family. Yeah, especially if it's this quick. It would be another, like someone's going to have a baby soon, or, you know, a family member. Bloodline. It would be in the bloodline.
Very cool. Mm-hmm. So then there's really no time limit to when someone reincarnates. Someone could come back fast.
They can. It's up to the soul. The soul, when they cross over, they can choose to stay. They can choose to go back. If someone takes a moment, you know, thinks about reincarnation for a little bit, that's a conscious reincarnation. If they instantly reincarnate, let's say from trauma, suicide, murder, sometimes those souls instantly reincarnate because they're confused. They're very confused. But those are more trauma situations. And those souls, you know, from the gate when they're born, the children have nightmares. Like, they can't sleep. They have sleeping issues, sleepwalking. You know, they're pretty much tormented right at a very young age. And that's usually children that came in from trauma or instant reincarnation.
Okay. So, like, for example, someone, maybe a young adult or a teenager, dies suddenly in a car accident, and it's kind of a shock to the soul, or it was unexpected, then that soul, well, I mean, there's movies about this, like Heaven Can Wait, but it's not a reincarnation, or was it? He kind of switched bodies, came back like a walk-in. So it's as if...
Yeah, that was different. That's a little different. Yeah.
That's a little different. Okay, so...
Yeah.
But the reincarnation, it's almost as if they're saying, okay, here's another chance. And then the nightmares, wow, that would be for the assimilation process. The trauma, right, the trauma and not knowing where they fit in this world, right, or not knowing how to, or they're still carrying that trauma. And they don't
know what
to do with it.
They're still carrying the trauma. They can't, they haven't processed it. Part of living and when we pass is being able to process what we need to process so that when we get on the other side, we can consciously decide what do we want to do. If we didn't get that chance, well, a lot of times instant reincarnation, and then you're still processing, you haven't finished processing that last life. So you have to do it in the next. And the children will have repetitive nightmares, often with the incident involved in some way in the nightmares. And they'll repeat and repeat and repeat.
So then the journey for that person in this new incarnation, wow, you know, if you have a child, a young child at that age, what would you do to help, to assist? You would just hold space, but would you have to wait until the child is a little bit older, or what would we do to assist? Yeah,
the angels can heal it. That's the one thing I've seen. Angels, they can help. So that's again consciousness. It's consciousness that didn't heal, rolled over, and angels know how to heal it and reorganize it and settle the person. They would need a healing from the angels as soon as it's recognized. The sooner the better.
Yes. Okay. All right. Very good. Thank you.
Yeah.
We have a question from Amy. She says, I'm wanting to find my soul purpose. Do you have any clarity on this? I'm 58 years young, and I love helping people with positive ways in how to eat healthier, metaphysics, energy work, and nature. I simply need help to get this divine service going. Any advice for Amy?
I love this question. So, Amy, the fact that she's even drawn to those things, that her divine purpose is doing, is helping. You know, she obviously wants to be of service. It's natural to her. But the best way to know your divine purpose is to go to childhood. What was your favorite thing to do? What did you love to do? Loren, did you like talking on your fake microphone?
Yes, I had one of those portable tape recorders with the little mini microphone, and I would interview everyone.
You go. I knew it. What you did and loved as a child, and you weren't even, you know, guided. It was just natural. What's natural as a child is really your divine purpose. And some people, it might be just being a parent. You might have loved to hold your baby sibling and rock them, and your natural, you know, a natural mother, or a natural builder, you know, constructing Legos. Whatever was natural is divine purpose. Now, as we get older, you kind of have to sync those two up. If you lost it somewhere, you got to go back there and look at, like, what was I in love with as a child? So for her, for Amy, I would go back and go, what are those of those things I love now, which one was I really drawn to as a child? And your purpose finds you. You don't have to find it. So just kind of go where you're drawn and let it go. And the angels will show you. It'll unfold.
So remember to keep asking, keep asking.
Mm-hmm.
I want to share just a quick thing, too, about being open. And I don't know if I've shared this with you, Debbie. Maybe I have. But for years, I asked the angels, how do I do this? How do I do this? How do I do this?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Something about my business and a goal and a dream. And I kept seeing the signs that they were plentiful. But my ego mind wouldn't let it in. And so for years that went on, it was like I had a little pity party. Oh, woe is me. Someone is already doing this. And I did nothing. And it was just a loving consistency that the signs kept coming, right? Here I was having a little pity party, but the signs were still coming. So they were still showing me. It was my ego that had to really get out of the way and just let it be. And that's what you're saying, too. We have to allow it to unfold, right? That's key.
Well, I like that, what you said. I kept asking and kept asking, and you did keep seeing signs.
I did.
The angels are the same ones. Okay, then that's angels, too. When they'll repeat things over and over until we figure it out. That's them too. That's great.
And songs on the radio, literally being really when you say they run consciousness, it's this, the songs on the radio that when we're paying attention, or little signs along the way that really are the indicators. And it's just, it gets really fun when we get experienced in it, because we only get better at it and we read these signs much quicker. So perfect. All right, let's go to, we have more people on the phone. So I'm going to go to Michelle in Cookeville, Tennessee. Hi, Michelle.
Hello, Loren. Thank you for taking my call. Well, you answered a little bit, because I was wondering if I wanted to communicate with departed loved ones, but I was going to ask, does it depend on how they transition, because unfortunately I lost my last sister to murder last year, and I just,
Yeah,
so you're saying she could have quickly reincarnated, possibly? I mean,
I can
really...
tell you. We'll
okay.
check.
Wow.
Let's check. Nope, she hasn't reincarnated yet.
Okay. I didn't
why.
Feel like she has, but is she
no.
okay? I mean, I just...
I hear her. She's trying to say, she's been trying to talk to you. I'm here. I can hear her voice.
I know. I see stuff and I think it's her, but I just really, yeah.
It's her.
Unfortunately. Yeah, okay. Cool. All my sisters died not of natural causes. And so, yeah, I was wondering about that. Does that matter how another was suicide and then another was alcoholism, and I'm the lone survivor. So I'm just really trying to find life purpose and make lemonade, you know, life goes your lemon makes lemonade. And that's why I really was wanting to hear from her, see if she had any, if she sees stuff on the other side I don't see, or, you know, that kind of thing. Any
was
help
she
would be.
Tiny? Was she tiny? Her
yeah,
looks,
yeah, she was.
She looks small. Her arm is thin. She's right near you.
Yeah.
She's right near
wow.
you right now. And I see
yeah,
blue.
She was little. I'm the big one in the family. She
yeah,
was big. I was.
Little.
She was tiny and I was big. Yeah, she is. She was 5'2", 120 pounds, tiny. She was small. Yeah.
Her arm is smaller well, than yours, and I see the color
much.
Blue. So is there blue on you or near you or some blue? She's in the room and sees blue. Something blue.
Okay, I'm looking around. I've kept little mementos that she's given me, but I don't see anything blue. Okay, well, at least I know that she didn't, you know, like traumatically reincarnate, because I think that would be pretty rough on her. Okay.
No.
Like I said, I'm just trying to reboot. Unfortunately, it's brought back PTSD, really. I'm having to calm down my nervous system, calm down, you know, fight, flight, or freeze. I've been trying to do a lot of healing since last June when that happened. A man she married, not a good thing. Yeah, thank you.
So,
at least I know she's around. Yeah, go ahead.
She's one of your angels, so there's
aww.
Something that she's definitely been around you, and when you think she's around, she is. They're telling
right.
me you're not making it up. And
thank you.
There's some stretches you can search on YouTube for the vagus nerve.
Okay.
That'll
okay.
help with PTSD. And anyone else
well,
listening
you.
With PTSD issue,
thank you.
Look up the vagus nerve stretch, and it actually
thank
helps
you.
Relax the body. Yeah.
I do just about everything natural I can to calm down my nervous system, pretty much any treatment.
Try that.
You know, no, thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah,
blessings.
You're so welcome.
Love to everybody.
Michelle,
thank you.
Can
yeah.
you
thanks,
I
Michelle.
I was lit up on that. I got goosebumps all over on
okay.
that. Can what are you seeing? What signs do you see?
I just hear songs and there's just little things that she gave me, little trinkets she gave me that at the time I was kind of annoyed, and now I just treasure them. I said, Sissy, I want to be a minimalist. You keep giving me all this stuff, but now I'm just surrounded by it. You know, those little things in life. But, yeah, songs. We are family, because I was one of four girls. I got all my sisters with me. Whenever that comes on, I feel like it's Susan or maybe all three of my sisters. But,
yeah.
Yeah. At work, that song comes on, and it gets me every time.
Something blue. She keeps talking
okay.
about something blue. I don't know. Just something blue maybe
okay.
she gave you.
I'll think about it. Right now at the top
okay.
of my head, I keep thinking. Thank you so much. Blessings and love to everybody.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks, Michelle. Thank you. You know, when we hear of people connecting with loved ones or the messages from the other side, or even just the feelings of that loved one, I hope people take comfort in that, of the love that is available. Do you feel just the incredible love, Debbie, coming forward? I mean, isn't that wonderful? So that if someone is having a tough time with the loss of someone,
mm-hmm.
that this feeling that we really can cultivate the memory, the energy, calling on that loved one to be with us. I mean, that is real. I know it in my own life with my mom and my stepdad. I can feel them. And my birth dad, I can feel them. And this is not made up. This is absolutely real. If we had the electrical measurement devices, we could measure this. It's real.
Oh, yeah. And you know what? Your head will play tricks on you, like, no, I'm making that up. You're not. I'm just going to tell you, it may feel like you're making it all up. That's one of the signs you're probably not.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So just tell that ego mind to kind of, or you know what, we get stronger at hearing the voice of the heart, whereas the voice of the head is always the one that kind of comes in to doubt everything. But that's where trusting what we're getting is really vital. So thank you. Okay,
yep.
Let's go to, I'm going to go to Oceanside, California. And
okay.
I believe it's Kirsten. Is this Kirsten?
Yes.
You're unmuted.
Yes.
Hi.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for taking my call.
Yes.
My
Hi,
cousin was diagnosed. Hi, Debbie. How are you?
Glad to have
my
you.
My husband, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. My husband was diagnosed with brain cancer a year ago. And I'm wondering.
Sorry.
Yeah, thank you. Wondering who's around him, like what angels are around him. And if you have any messages regarding timing.
So there's a loved one around him. It looks like one of his past loved ones, a male. He's got someone around him that they're in a uniform. They might have been in the military or policemen.
Yeah.
They're protecting
yeah.
him. He's protected.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're
yeah, that would be his dad.
Oh, he's like night watch. He's watching him 24/7. So what he's telling us today is he will put in your heart, like if you have to call the hospital or rush him somewhere, he'll put it in your heart before he knows. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Hello? Oh.
Yes,
yeah,
that makes total sense.
You'll get the intuition before your husband will. That's what this ancestor's telling us, that you will get it first. So just believe it. You'll just get an overwhelming feeling. I gotta take him to the hospital. I gotta rush him here. I gotta call the doctor. Trust that when you get it.
And do you have any idea, like, when? Like, are they giving you any numbers?
No,
anything?
No timing, because this is the other thing. I heard all is not lost. So there's still this little piece of hope that I pick up. So there's no, angels are not giving timing because things could change.
Wow.
Mm.
Okay.
So there's no... There's just, if you get an intuition, you have to call the doctor, go to the hospital, trust it, and be open to hope that, you know, that small angel voice going, well, maybe there could be a shift. He, angels say critical, but there's still this little bit of hope.
Wow. Okay.
Don't lose hope.
Okay, that's amazing. Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Don't lose hope, Kirsten. Yes, don't lose hope. And while, as we're learning as well, and I know Debbie can talk more about this, right, the archive, the angels, the angels of the creators of cycles and the healers of time, they create time, they work with time, and you can call on them. Right, Debbie, she can call on them to create a healing cycle. I'm getting goosebumps. It could be a healing cycle of every day or every 3 days. to really assist and support. So Debbie,
the more she asks for help with healing for him, and the more she sees him well, the more hope there is.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, I got that. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kirsten.
You're welcome.
Yeah. Thank you.
Beautiful. Thank you, dear.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. All right. The angels are here to help us. And it's just, they are here to work with us in partnership. And we just love the stories of how that comes about in our lives. So journal everything and pay attention. Okay. I have a question from Pippa. She says, I was due to move house in the next couple of weeks, but it looks like this is in jeopardy, and I would love some clarity on the situation. And if this is still going to happen, as I was hoping to start a retreat there. All right, that's for Pippa.
So Pippa, as Lorenz reading your question, I saw this black. My whole vision went black, which means dark energy. Or there's a darker, a low energy that doesn't want this to happen. So I'm going to ask the angels to move the dark energy that's blocking the way. I believe there is someone else trying to bid on the property, or I felt like there is some a lower energy trying to interfere with the light she wants to reveal. So angels, release anything low energy, anything not of the light affecting this property and the purchase. Yeah, there's definitely, I sense another person trying to, I sense the low energy is just money, you know, someone having more money or outbidding, or it feels like not wanting the light to be revealed. In this situation, if it doesn't happen, trust the divine order. There's a reason. There's a reason why it doesn't manifest. You have to trust that too. But there is like a dark energy trying to interfere.
Okay. Pippa, we hope that was helpful.
Yeah, I hope it works out. But if it doesn't, it's not supposed to.
That's good to know. If it doesn't, it's not supposed to.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. And I do want to remind everyone, I know that this is probably old school to you, Debbie, but we can call on Saint Joseph. Saint Joseph, Mary and Joseph. Saint Joseph who runs the households. And we can do, there's a whole ritual. You can go Google it. You can do the Saint Joseph prayer for all real estate transactions. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that's really nice. Yeah, it's a good one. That's very good.
It is a good one. It works, people. It really does. Go Google it. Okay. Again, just more of us working in partnership with the higher realms and calling them in. Here is a question from Bonnie. This is not Linda, but this is Bonnie. I'm feeling like my life is needing to change. I feel called to use my incredible experience towards peace somehow. In fact, I feel called to reach out to President to share a plan to help the country heal. Oh, that's so great. I'm wondering if my guides and angels can help me with this. Wow, you know what? That is a call of the heart. Reach out to the President to share a plan to help the country heal. That's huge.
That's angels, you know, it's something in your heart, and I'm sure she's probably like, whoa, that's too big. How did I get that idea? But the angels do that. You know, it seems sometimes unbelievable. Like, how could I do that? How could I make this happen?
Mm-hmm.
If it's in your heart like that, absolutely it's them.
Absolutely. Okay. So just take that one little step. You know what to
do. Take the steps, yeah.
And ask for the next steps, too.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Oh, and ask the angels to help get it to them. You know, ask the angels to help it get there. The message.
Yes, I mean, we have talked about this before. We are at a time where everyone listening to this show and shows like this are indeed New Earth leaders. And we are mm-hmm. here to share our information. Now is the time. And I know so many have gone through experiences of like not being able to speak or voice or feeling that throat chakra open up. Or me personally, whenever I would sing within a normal range, like this range in this tone, not the higher tones, but this tone, I would cry when I'm singing. And that's just remembering something from my past. But we work through it, and now we share this knowledge. We are safe now. There's no more persecution, so we can share our info. So, Bonnie, go girl, go share it. Write letters to the newspaper, the local letters to the editor. We're seeding information in the consciousness out in our world, and that's where everyone has something to share. We may not think it, but we do. Every one of us has something to share. And when it comes to love, peace, harmony, joy, happiness, I know everyone listening signed up to help our world really anchor that in and to live it. So for that, we thank everyone listening. Okay, let's go to Carola. Carola in Toronto. Is it Carola?
It's Carola. I know
Carola.
Her. It's Carola. Hi, Carola.
Hi, Debbie. How are you? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Great. Yeah. You know what? I've been I'm going to be calling you soon anyway. Don't worry. I have to let everybody know. Debbie is the best. She's really spot on and always just provides the best insight. So. I saw this was on today and I'm like, oh, I'm jumping on because this will be fun. And always insightful.
Awesome.
So, I guess just for fun, I guess I'm just kind of wondering, like, you know, I keep hearing speak your truth, right? Speak your truth. Now, I like to think I do. So what am I missing? Like, why do I keep getting that message? Because I'm not exactly sure. Then I don't know what my truth is anymore. Then, like, it's a bit confusing.
Well, it can just be in that moment. Sometimes the message will come maybe in that moment. Like, tell yourself, do you need a break? Do you need to call someone? You know, what do you need right then? It doesn't always have to mean, like, the big grand message. It could be the message in the moment for that day.
Oh, okay, that's good, because I'm starting to get really frustrated. Like, I don't know what the bigger picture truth would be, right?
Yeah.
It was a little bit confusing that way, that's for sure. And also, just for fun, my love life, I don't have one. Anything in the queue?
Yes. So, I hear June. Things feel like they're happening, opening in June. Like, I heard like a little rhyme, June soon, June soon. So you'll feel like things are moving and shaking then.
Cool. Do I know this person already, or will it be somebody fresh and new?
New, I think new also. New in June. Yes, new. So no, you don't know them.
Okay, cool. That's it.
Things are moving in June. No, you know what? I like the angels are telling you speak your truth. But it feels like just in your day. Just go by your day. What's your, you know, what do you need to tell yourself that day?
Yeah, never thought of it like that. I was always just connecting it to something much more bigger than it actually is, because it always seems like it should be tied into something really profound, you know?
It will, but for now, just keep it in the day, and then it'll start to man, it'll just start to show itself.
Yeah, that's actually good advice. Thank you. Because like I said, I was just making it bigger than it needed to be, right? And that was becoming overwhelming.
Yeah, overwhelming is not where angels would take you. They would take you to the simple. So that means take it in the day, and there will be a big message, but you got to start in the day to get to the big.
That is such good news.
It's easier. Don't worry. It's easier than you thought.
No, you know what it is? I mean, it's such a simple thing. Yeah, for some reason, it just felt so big, you know, and it's just, it is, but it isn't. Yeah, I get what you're saying. It is, but it isn't. Exactly. Yeah. Okay.
I hope that helps.
I'm going to send you an email shortly anyway, so we can dive into some more things for sure. But thank you so much, Debbie. You guys have a great day.
Thanks, Carola. Bye, sweetie.
Bye.
Thanks, Carola. Thank you. Good. All right. Well, we have a few more questions I'm going to read from our Q&A box. I want to let everyone know that Debbie does personal readings. If you would be interested in a 45-minute reading with Debbie, you can get them. She is opening her calendar, and dates are available for that. One of the other things that we're including is an online healing retreat that we've done in the past, and that was cool because this was angelic messages, and it goes more deeply into what types of messages these are, how we decode them, what to look for, and that's a two-hour program that is included with a personal session with Debbie. So if Debbie can help you, that is available. Do you want to add anything about the personal sessions that you do?
Sure. The sessions go by, they're 45 minutes, but they feel like they're sometimes 10 minutes long. They go by so fast. And in that time, loved ones may show up, angels, and any kind of healing that you might need. The way I get information is from loved ones, is from angels. So it's a little different than a psychic would get it. It's more the loved ones and angels see things for you, and they tell me what they see for you. So there's like they're helping, they're reading you, kind of, and I'm the translator. So it's really cool to see their perspective and how they see your life and help with your life. So it's very heavenly perspective and heavenly help.
Heavenly perspective, yes. Okay, that is available on this webpage. Just check that out, and you can immediately schedule your session with Debbie. Thank you, Debbie. All right, I want to go and make sure we've got questions. I want to get to all of them. Mary says, "Hi, Debbie. I'd like to ask the angels about my health situation. Thank you so much."
Hi, Mary. Thanks for your question. The first thing I see with her health situation is circulation and the blood. Sometimes the angels will show me the root of why something is not functioning or not going well. And they're showing me circulation is key for her. That could also mean the blood needs to be thinner, blood's not circulating, or there's dehydration. But circulation is the root of why something else is going on. And I feel like once that's addressed, the problem starts to heal. It's fixable.
Okay. Good.
I hope that helps.
Hope that helps, Mary. Thank you. All right, and I wanted to say there is another one here where this is, I don't have a name, but this one is, this is from someone who knows you, Debbie, because she says, "I love you, Debbie. She's the best. Known her for many years."
Oh.
All right, here's this. "Please give guidance about a romantic partner for me. When, where, etc. Do you need to know the name for this person?
No, I was going to say, don't tell me the name because sometimes it's better I don't know that.
And then, so there's the first one, guidance about a romantic partner for me, when and where. But then also heard that those who have received the medical technology should not be, quote, close to them, bodily fluids, I mean. All right. So I'm not sure what that means, but maybe you can give us some insight.
That.
Yeah. All right. So whoever wrote that question, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not sure that I understand that second part, but I may have you read it again. The romantic question is, I heard he's here. So he's already present and around her.
Mm-hmm.
They're already in her life. What she's seeking is already there.
All right. What you're seeking is already there. I do have a name, but I won't say it.
Yeah. And then,
okay.
Can you read the second question again? I didn't.
Yeah, the medical technology. Is that you? Are you speaking, if you want to rephrase that question, listener, that might help. But she said, let's see. Find that question. Also heard that those who have received the medical technology should not be close to them, the bodily fluids, I mean. Is that the vaccine?
So she's talking about the vaccine, I think.
I get that. And all right. So, yeah, all right. So let's put some minds at ease here with that.
So basically, I've asked the angels about the vaccine, and they've told me it's where our consciousness is at. So if your consciousness says get the vaccine and you feel good with it, it's how you feel about it is how it'll work for you. If you don't feel good about it, it's not going to work for you. So it's more about how you feel about it. And it actually, our consciousness is more in control of how it'll work. That's how powerful consciousness is now.
Mm-hmm.
As we go more and more into 5D, our consciousness is what runs everything. So if we think something's bad for us, we'll create it. If we think something's good for us, we'll create that.
Yes. Thank you for that. And again, this is where we know what we know within us.
Mm-hmm.
And it's different for everyone. It truly is. We've got 7 billion people who are on their own different path of past lives and everything. So,
right?
This is where we really, you know, we can ask. We can ask for that answer to come. And it will come. Okay. All right. Thank you for sharing on that. And I believe, here's one from Kathy. Can you please tell me if I'm still on track to meet my beloved in July and if my liver is better?
Okay, angels, I heard like a shoo on the liver. So you're out of the danger zone, Kathy, with your liver. You've gotten out of the, you're on the upside. So there was like a danger zone with the liver, and you're out of the scary part or the more serious part. Angels say if you listen to them and trust them that you'll stay on track. Just keep trusting them. Like go where they tell you to go, call who they tell you to call. Like, trust all that.
Okay, trust it.
And you'll be on track.
Yeah. Trust what you get. Trust what you get. Perfect. All right.
Trust what you get.
Great. We're going to go back to a phone caller in the few moments that we have left here. I'm going to Ginger in Wilmington, North Carolina. Hi, you're unmuted.
Hi, ladies.
Hi, Ginger.
Hi. I was wondering if you could take a look. I am so tired all the time Anything the angels can tell me around that?
Okay, the first thing I heard was thyroid. Have you had that checked?
I do have Hashimoto's. But
so
it's
that means
always,
it's acting up.
I've never really taken any pharmaceutical stuff, but I always, you know, pretty much supported it with diet and, you know, staying away from gluten and sugars and stuff, which I've really had bad cravings lately.
Yeah. Are you taking any kind of iodine?
No.
So 5G is cranked right now. 5G is like all our phones are 5G now. It's really strong. The organ that gets hit the most is the thyroid. So we actually, most of us probably are iodine deficient. And if you already have a thyroid issue, I'm not a doctor, but I'd recommend maybe looking into that and seeing what feels right.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Yeah, or go get some blood work and then supplement it according to the blood work. But the thyroid's off right now.
Okay, thanks a lot.
Yeah, you got it.
Thanks, Ginger. And we have time for one more. Let's go to Burns Lake, B.C. Burns Lake, B.C. Hi, caller. You're unmuted.
Hi.
Hi there.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Hi.
Yes,
what's your name, please?
Okay. Question. I was just wondering what the angels would tell me about my next partner. And do I know him already, or is he coming?
So I keep hearing down the road, which means not right this second, but not that far away either. It's almost like they're traveling or coming to you. So you don't even have to go look for them. They may be new in town. They're on, it's not that far away. Angels say it'll be this year.
Okay, so it's nobody I know right now, because there's several interested parties.
If it's somebody you know now, it's not right now that it actually makes sense yet. It'll be a little bit later. It's not right now that you'll know.
Okay.
Are any of them from out of town?
One is.
It might be that one. But listen, you need more time with them. I would date all of them. Check it all out. You don't know. You don't have all your info. Date them all.
There you go.
Yeah, don't decide right now. Just you'll know. It's not quite yet. But there's something about out of town. And not right now. You're not going to know yet.
Okay.
Have fun in the mystery.
Yeah, and I keep hearing a set of keys. So there is a new keys you're going to get also. Now, keys mean car or house.
Oh,
that's the other thing. I was supposed to be moving within the year. Because the lease is up, so I'm just wondering where
you're getting another set of keys. Yeah, you're moving. Well, you're not staying there, so you're getting another set of keys.
Cool.
All right.
Is it going to be still here in Vancouver?
I think so. Yeah, and everything is down the road, so not far. That's not far from you, location-wise. You're not too far.
Cool.
Stay in Vancouver.
Thank you.
You got it, sweetie. Have fun.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Okay. So you see how Debbie can assist us in all areas of our life with the information and the intuitiveness that she picks up on in her own body as she's listening for the messages from the angels and from your angels, helping us to navigate our way with ease and grace. And I want to say that, yes, the class that we did together, the 2 hours of messages from the other side, is part of the personal session. Yes, so it's called Opening Your Communication with the Other Side. And we hope that this is helpful because we can do this. It's wonderful to have a third party like Debbie who can hear this and sense it to really help us feel that information. But when we can do it ourselves as well, that is empowerment. And so that is available. So again, if you want a personal session with Debbie, that is there, and that course comes with it. So, Debbie, thank you so much for your time today. I know that these sessions, I mean, it could be anything from health to wealth to moving to jobs to our purpose. Really, the messages of the angels, there's really no parameter, is there?
There's no limit to the questions. Really, ask, you know, anything can be asked that you want to ask.
Beautiful.
No limit.
No limit. So I want to thank you, Debbie, for this time today and for sharing beautiful, inspirational messages. We hope that everyone is feeling empowered and feeling connected in a whole new way. Would you like to share a closing comment to keep everyone really focused on moving forward in a positive way?
Yeah, I just got chills. And it kind of goes with that, what I just said, no limit. So everybody, if you find yourself limiting yourself, if you find yourself thinking like you can't, or this is only, you know, this is all I could do, this is all I could be, angels don't see you like that. They see us as unlimited beings. You know? So maybe ask them to help you if you start noticing you're limiting yourself. Like, I can't do that. There's no way I could do that. Ask the angels, maybe can you guys help me see like you're seeing right now? Ask them to expand you, your thoughts, you know? Ask them to help you see like them for your life. And I really feel like you'll all get a shift, like your conscious, they can shift your consciousness to see, oh, well, maybe I could do that. Or maybe if I just took one baby step towards it instead of having a limit. We are limitless.
Yes. And so like Bonnie with her big vision of going to the leadership of the country on her peace plan. Wow, this is big stuff. And so we can do it and be bold, everyone, and take that next step following the call of your heart. So beautiful. Mm-hmm. So beautiful. Well, Debbie, as we say goodbye then, I am optimistic. Are you optimistic with what's going on out there? What have the angels told you?
The angels have told me that we're in a time now that we'll see miracles in health. We'll see miracles in aging if we think in that unlimited thinking. Those of you who can actually access that will see those kind of miracles and even more. But that's just an example.
So really be aware of the power of our consciousness,
Steer
our consciousness, and work with the co-creation of the angels in gratitude Yes, this is a beautiful partnership. And when more and more people on our planet, I see everyone doing it eventually. That is the world where it's respected. Gaia herself is respected. Animals are respected. Everyone is honored and cherished as the great soul light that they are. That is New Earth. And there will be new inventions and new ways that we move around on our planet. So keep these big ideas flowing. Stay connected to the heart and ask your angels. And if you need extra help, please, please call on Debbie Johnson. She is here to assist you too. Thank you, Debbie. This has been a beautiful conversation, and I have a smile on my face, and I hope everyone else does as well.
Awesome. That's what I'm talking about. Thanks so much, Loren. Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. Ah, beautiful. So again, if you would like a personal session with Debbie, please check out that special offer right here on this web page. Now it is time to dance our way to the cosmic heart. As we say goodbye, let's contemplate our connection with the angels and soak up the knowledge from today's call. Namaste. Quantum Conversation, and thank you for dancing with us to the Cosmic Heart. As we raise our own vibration, we raise the vibration of the planet. This show is dedicated to you and all awakening hearts, as we are here to shine our bright light and amplify our love. Access all Quantum Conversations, special offers from our guests, and online healing retreats by visiting acoustichealth.com. I'm Loren Gailey, and from my sacred heart to yours, I honor your magnificent love and light. We leave you now with music from the universe, music literally created by the universe, as musical notes were assigned to mathematical equations. The result is this beautiful music, available at acoustichealth.com. Namaste.
The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted. The conference is now completed. Goodbye. Welcome to the conference. Please enter the conference ID, followed by the pound key. Thank you. Guest ID accepted.